We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
In the book of Matthew, the last chapter, Jesus tells believers what he wants them to do.
All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me.
Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations,
baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit,
and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you.
And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
We can share scriptures and stories with others to spread the good news. The Bible, God's Word, is also important for believers to be able to read.
Did you know that God's Holy Word has been translated into over 2,000 languages?
People all over the world are reading it and learning God's truth.
From its earliest translations hundreds of years ago to the present time, Bible scholars have devoted their lives,
sometimes even given their lives, so more people can read the good news of Jesus.
Each and every book of the Bible can teach us.
And we have two songs that we've recorded that help us remember the books of the Bible, don't we, kids?
Yeah.
Here's our Old Testament song.
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, and Numbers. Lamentations, Ezekiel.
favorite verse is Romans 8:38 and 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor any other created thing will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans 8:38 and 39 is my favorite verse because it shows that no matter where we are and what's going on with us, that God is always going to be on our side and that He's always going to protect us and help us.
My verse is Psalm 121. I lift my eyes up to the hills. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore. And the reason why I picked that was because me and my mom memorized that verse.
Romans 1:16. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. I like this verse because I know there's no reason to be afraid to tell other people about the gospel because it's our salvation.
My verse is 2 Timothy 2:3. You therefore must endure hardships as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
My favorite verse is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life.
I like this verse because it shows God's love to us, that He would love us so much that He would give His only Son to die on the cross for us.
These are all wonderful examples of how God's Word is living and active in our life, and that you can turn to His Word for comfort and for assurance and for courage. And Miss Karen chose a verse. You know I like to work in the garden, don't you?
Yeah.
And one of my favorite verses is the verse from John 15 where Jesus says that He is the vine and His Father, my Father and your Father, is the gardener. And I wrote a song about it, but you probably knew that I would write a song about my favorite verse, right?
Yeah.
It's called Jesus is the Vine. Jesus is the vine, the true and living vine. It's Jesus. No branch can stand alone. It will wither, it will die apart from Jesus. Flowing through the vine is a gift of life for all who seek Him. For all who love Him, all who obey Him.
John wrote, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning."
Psalm 30 says, every word of God is flawless.
The book of Hebrews says,
for the word of God is living and active, sharper than any double-edged sword.
It penetrates even to dividing soul and spirit, joints and marrow.
It judges the thoughts and attitudes of the heart.
James writes, do not merely listen to the word, and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says.
In Colossians, Paul writes, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom.
Let's pray. Dear Father, we thank you for your word. The verses teach us, guide us, help us, comfort us in times of trouble. Your word is living, and we can always read through its verses, and your spirit will speak to us. Thank you, Father, for Jesus and for all of his stories and teachings. We will follow him and tell others about him. In his holy name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
Share what you learned today with someone you know.
Tell others about God's Word.
And why don't you tell us if there is a verse from God's Word that has taught you a lesson or brought you comfort?
You can call us 1-800-527-5522 or email us at karen@karenandkids.com.
Or write to us, Karen and Kids, P.O. Box 168, Timonium, Timonium, Maryland, 21094.
And remember,
open God's Word and read it.
Every time you read His Word,
He will teach you something new.
It's flawless.
Do what it says. See you next time.
Prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written by Karen Mortimer and the kids. Our music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.